Dr. Sebik, taking an office note on patient Shelley Falstick, F-A-L-S-T-I-C-K, Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 5/25/1962, date of service 3/22/2023, per paragraph. The patient is 60-year-old white female who was referred to see me by Dr. Nasser for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, per paragraph. Her past medical history includes history of chronic kidney disease for some time now, GFR ranging between 58 to 30. Next, diabetes mellitus type 1 for 58 years. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypertension. Next, coronary artery disease as post-stenting times 2. Next, morbid obesity, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes being involved in a motor vehicle accident requiring multiple bone fracture repair, plates and rods, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, patient is married, has had total one kid. She does vape. No alcohol use, no illicit drug use. She works in sales, period. Family history, grandfather with heart disease, father with heart disease, and diabetes mellitus type 1, and mother with MI history, period. Review systems reveals no headache, good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, regular bowel movements, no melena, nocturia times 2, no straining upon urination. She reports complete bladder empty. She does have urgent continence. She has frequent UTI. I'm sorry, she does not have any frequent UTIs. Leg swelling on and off positive, period. All the systems reviewed and are negative. Immunization status to COVID-19. She was vaccinated for a total of 3 doses, last booster given in 2021. Key paragraph. Current medications include aspirin and atorvastatin, Plavix, Farxiga, hydroxychlorothiazide, hydrochlorothiazide, isosorbable nitrate, metoprolol, hydralazine, and valsartan. Period, paragraph. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, the GNT pupils now reacted to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pupagraph neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated rhythm, normalized sinus tube, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles, always is her pupagraph abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no garini bound or rigidity. Extremities, there is trace edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. BUN38, creatinine 1.9, estimated GFR. Of 30 milliliter per minute. Period. Assessment and plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and morbid obesity. We are going to do a full workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension, apparently uncontrolled. We're going to discontinue hydralazine, place her on nifedipine 60 mg at bedtime, and decrease her valsartan to 160 mg daily. Continue hydrochlorothiazide and monitor. Next, diabetes mellitus type 1. She was recently started on Farxiga. We are going to continue on NICHIAC labs in 2 weeks to assess for any possible electrolyte or kidney worsening on Farxiga. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. Continue atorvastatin. Next, coronary artery disease apparently stable. Coronary artery disease has post-stenting times 2 apparently stable. Period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Nasser, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I will keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks. CC Dr. Maher Nasser.